Hello, everybody, again. Well, let's say the weather is changing, so let's think that it's more important for us to keep our spirits up. So, we're going to start with a healthy spine. We're aiming for a spine that is both stable and mobile. Also, a spine that can articulate freely and is able to move each vertebrae one at a time, one vertebrae after the other, and feel that there's a space in between. There's very little movement between each vertebrae, so it's vital to maintain this subtle movement. The spine needs to be able to freely bend forward. If you think about that, that spinal flexion, which we all do too much of, looking at computers and iPhones and computers. And then backwards, okay? So we actually need to go to counteract the movements that we're always doing, the forward movements. We need to do the backward stretch, which is a spinal extension. Also important to the side, which is lateral flexion. And to twist, that means you have to be able to twist either side on that spinal rotation. And to keep a healthy spine, we need to be able to do a few simple exercises each day. We need to elongate the spine to reverse any compression caused by our day-to-day activities, which is mostly sitting down. So, first of all, I would like you to go back to rolling down the wall. Now, I think we just roll down without a wall, but if you can stand with your feet a foot distance away from a wall and tuck your tailbone onto the wall, make sure that you've got a neutral spine, shoulders back and head back, and then we need to think now of how we're going to move forward. So we're going to move forward, allowing the weight of the head to take you forward, which means that you're going to move from the breastbone. So try not to move from your waist, because if you move from your waist, your back is in one piece. So we need it to be able to move one vertebrae at a time, and that's using the weight of your head to take you forward. Okay, so just breathe in, breathe out, peel the vertebrae off the door or wall, allow the weight of your head to take you forward, let your arms relax down to the side, don't push them, don't try and touch the floor, just allow them to be really heavy. And then I want you to think, don't push it down any further, just go as far as you can. Another in-breath, another out-breath, and then think where you're going to roll from then. So you're going to think, again, the very lowest vertebrae, replace it on the wall, roll up the wall, and lose your neutral spine as you go up, until you come to your shoulders and your head and regain your neutral spine. Okay, and then once you come back with your head, shoulders, neutral spine, tailbone on the door, or whatever, again, we'll just do that 3 times. Be very conscious of what you're doing. Be very conscious of your breathing while you're doing this. So let's think about now, when we've done the rolling down the wall, let's do our sitting on the chair. So we need to get a chair with a flat seat and a flat back. And we'll do some extension. Make sure that you've got your feet flat on the floor. And I want you to just breathe in, breathe out. And as you breathe out, just let your arms come forward and your head come forward. Then, okay, on your out breath. And then I want you to just think, we're going to rotate that back up again. Okay, and again, 3 times. But just make sure that you've got a really good movement from your arms and you don't put any stress on your neck. Then I want you to sit on the right side of the chair. So as you swing round, make sure you've got your legs between the the side of the sorry the corner of the chair. So both knees are either side of the corner of the chair. Okay. And I want you to bring your left arm behind the chair, the back of the chair. Your right hand goes onto your left knee. Then turn your hand upwards, so the palm is upwards. Okay, so you've got your hand behind, your left hand behind the chair. And we're now going to breathe in. As you breathe out, move your right shoulder towards the back of the chair. Don't move your head. Allow your head to just go with your shoulder. Think your head's attached to your spine. As soon as you move your shoulder, your head will go with it, but don't make a special effort with your head. Okay, let's do that 6 times, and then we'll swing round to the other side of the chair. Okay. Then I want you to think, again, make sure you've got your feet forward on the floor and you're sitting on your sit bones. And we're going to now think about your hands being in a straight line, so your fingertips are touching. Your hands are in line with your breastbone and your elbows are in line with your hands. And again, it's a breathe in, breathe out. Take both elbows back, and as you open up from the breastbone, you'll feel the movement in your shoulder blades. We'll do 6 of those. And then, again, after you've done 6, just feel where which is moving. And then come back with both fingers touching in front of the breastbone. And we'll do that with the right arm. Leave the left arm still and just do 6 with the right arm. Then we'll do fingers touching again, and we'll do 6 with the left arm. Be very conscious of keeping your elbows at shoulder level, because that's when it really works properly. Okay. There's just a little bit of mobility on the spine. So what I want you to do now is we're going to think about low back pain. So it combines with a healthy spine, because if you've got a healthy spine, you shouldn't have low back pain. And low back pain is a very popular ailment among people. So again, with sitting a lot, and particularly with forward movements of the body, low back pain is caused by a lot of sitting. So particularly sitting in flexion in a C-shaped position. And it not only affects your lower back, but it also, thinking about going up to the upper back, to the shoulders, to the neck, and to the head, causing headaches and even migraine. So what you're doing with movement of the spine is trying to stop these things happening. Lower back pain is a big problem on the level with knee pain. And it can be brought on by many things, but mostly posture in sitting. And also bad posture in standing. And even worse is when you're standing, hyperextending your knees. So to check that out, bend your knees. Make sure your feet are facing forwards. Bend your knees so that it's really bent. Then come into your knees and push them backwards. And that's hyperextending your knees. You probably, when you do that, you probably will feel a lower back. Okay. So then between those two extreme movements, I want you to just have easy knees. So first one is bent. Second one is hyperextension. In between those movements, easy knees. Okay. They don't don't seem an awful lot of things to do, but they do work, so it's important. And we're going on to do more exercises, going up the back and combining it, the muscle sets that create the core muscles, which Joseph Pilates called the powerhouse. So that's a forward thing to do. In the meantime, I would just like to point out the exercises to be avoided. Sit-ups, especially with straight legs. People teach this to work the abdominal muscles, but it puts a great strain on your lower back. The next one to avoid is double leg raises. Same thing applies. So if you're lying on your back and you lift both legs together, don't. Again, everybody thinks, oh, I'm still very fit. I can touch my toes. Don't. Touching your toes, particularly with hyperextended knees, involves the low back muscles and can really overstretch them. So any exercises that you're asked to do to raise both arms and legs at the same time, this compresses the lower back, so don't do it. Okay, so let's now go to an exercise that we will do. This one we haven't done before, but it's hip rolls, and it's particularly for the lower back. So on your back with neutral spine, bend your knees, feet on the floor, flat on the floor. Bring your arms out to the side at shoulder level and release any tension in your elbows and your wrists and your hands. Just make sure those arms are really nice and relaxed and heavy. Then slide your right heel up to your left knee. Press the heel against the inside of the knee. Breathe in. As you breathe out, roll both legs over to the left. Don't try and touch the floor. Just go as near to the floor as you're happy to do. Turn your head to the right. Keep your arms very still and very heavy still. Keep your shoulders in contact with the floor. Hold that for 6 seconds. Literally just count 6 in that position. Then breathe in, breathe out, and come up to the same position again. And I want you to do it with the same position, with the same leg, same knee. Okay? And we'll do that 3 times. Okay, and when we've done that, we're going to change feet now. So right leg's on the floor, left leg's coming up. And again, you're doing exactly the same thing, the opposite direction. And again, just be aware of giving yourself time to allow those legs, those knees, to sink down towards the floor. Don't try and push them. Don't try and push them or stretch them or put any strain in the muscles in your legs. Okay, and then let's think about what that's actually done. Where do you feel it? Do you feel it a bit stronger when your knees are going to the right? Or do you feel it stronger in the lower back when your knees are going to the left? Think what you've been doing and think how it's affected your back. Right. So from there, feet on the floor and we'll do the butterfly stretch. Okay, so I want you to slide your feet together now, soles of your feet together, and allow your knees to drop out. Again, allow those knees to be really heavy. And then think. Bring both knees up 2 inches. Hold it there. Hold it for 6. Then bring the knees up another 2 inches. Hold for 6. Now, while you're doing this, you can sometimes feel muscles shaking, muscles in your legs, particularly in the inside of the thighs. Now, that's fine, because this is a tension release exercise. And if you feel that your muscles are having a little shake, then that's good. You're releasing tension. Keep doing that until your feet are flat on the floor, and then we'll do it again. So we'll do that 3 times. Okay. So let's just finish on one more, and then we'll just leave that for today. So bring your feet flat on the floor in line with your knees, and your knees in line with your hip. Bring your right knee up to your right shoulder, and then your left knee up to your left shoulder. Bring your both hands just below the knees and pull your knees towards your shoulders. You're breathing in before you move, you're breathing out when you bring your knees up. And then sink right knee and bring your right knee further towards your shoulder. Keep your left knee very still. Again, you've got to breathe in first, breathe in, breathe out, and pull that knee towards your shoulder. 3 times with that knee. And then we'll go back to the both knees at the same position, and this time it's the left knee that's coming back. And again, same thing. Just feel what that knee is coming towards your shoulder. Now, just pull both knees together again, and be aware of what's happened either side again. Did you feel more stress on the right side when you moved your right knee, or did you feel more on the left side when you moved your left knee? Okay, and now I want you to bring your knees above your hips again, and imagine that you've got a clock on in front of your pelvis and just behind your back. And think about your knees now, and I want you to move your knees in a clockwise direction from 12 noon round the clock to 1:15, 1:30, 1:45, then back to 12. When your knees are at 12, we're going to do it again. Think of that clock face, but this time we're going to move the opposite direction. Again, stopping at 1:45, 1:30, 1:15, 1:15, sorry, I was going back up again, and back up to 12 midday again. And think, what's happened to your lower back when you've been doing these? So you've got a couple of new ones there, and we're going to go back. Sorry, we're not going to go back. We're going to go forward now. Not today, but we're going to go forward now to the pelvic floor and the muscles that are connected to the pelvic floor to give you a back and strong spine. Nice to speak to everybody again. Hopefully see you tomorrow.